character. He also penned a rather strange tract which details all the statues and artworks that were melted down by the Crusaders and turned into rather wretched, trashy coins, as well as the other destruction that went on. And that work is more in the tradition of a lament, a combination of a panegyric and lament, which you find in classical literature. But all three historians together give us a remarkable picture of the 12th century and really is one of the best recorded periods of imperial history and since the age of Justinian. And this is an impressive achievement, both for the Byzantine educational system as well as those authors themselves. In other letters, we see the continuing tradition of Byzantine education through the entire Comnenian period. One is, for instance, in the study of Plato. This goes back into the 11th century, where you had the famous Michael Psellus. Again, I've mentioned him in an earlier lecture that he was an author on a series of imperial biographies, but Psellus, who always reminds us that he's actually more brilliant than Plato in many ways since he's interpreting Plato, but Psellus is responsible for the production of important works of commentaries on Plato, on the collection and editing of the text. The Comnenian era also sees an enormous surge in scholarship. These are often known by classical scholars as the scholiasts. There are Byzantine authors who collected information about ancient authors, who edited the texts, especially unusual words, historical background, geographic details. John Zephalinus, who was a patriarch of the 11th century and also a leading intellectual, a contemporary of Psellus, he's responsible for a number of these scholia and also is responsible for an epitome of the Roman historian Cassius Dio. There was a tendency, I always think of these as the Byzantine version of the Reader's Digest to ancient history. There was a tradition of creating epitomes or bridgements of major classical authors, and very often these are the only editions we have of those classical authors, Cassius Dio or Dio Cassius, the author writing in the 3rd century AD on Roman history from 60 BC to Dio Cassius' own day. One of the major works in Roman history, really the later sections of it come through an epitome made in the 11th and 12th centuries. We're also stunned at the continuity of classical letters, and I can give a couple of examples of that from the Comnenian age. Manuel I was absolutely delighted with astrology and wrote a whole work on astrology, rather strange occupation. Isaac II shows the same proclivities, but it's based very much on a classical model, Aratus. The fables of Aesop and the tales of Lucian, both writers of the classical age, were well known in Byzantine circles and inspired imitation. The fables of Aesop were so well known that even in a church such as Esquigumish today, which is in a remote town in Cappadocia, just north of the Taurus Mountains, in the upper levels of that church, there's a chamber there, which I suspect was used for training students, in which fables from Aesop are actually depicted in the frescoes. They're very, very faint, difficult to see, but they're distinctly there. And it gives you some sense of the wide range, and this is a church that was probably just before the Comnenian age. This gives you a notion of the wide range of classical texts, the adaptation of classical texts, that was available and part of the Byzantine educational system. They knew the poems of Homer. They knew the tragedies. All of these were part of the education. Now, to some extent, that education was designed to train imperial officials, a churchman. Plato was to a large extent studied in order to elucidate the Christian faith. Very often you get the impression from Anna Comnena or other Byzantine historians that they know their Homer, they've memorized passages of Homer to pepper their letters or pepper their own literary accounts or histories. But nonetheless, those classics were well known. They were produced. Manuscripts were copied and distributed in large numbers. And we do know of the existence of imperial libraries and libraries attached to the great cathedrals, particularly to the residence of the Patriarch in Constantinople, so that you had a literate culture. And that literate culture even percolated down to the lower levels of society. The Comnenian and the succeeding age, the so-called Palaiologan emperors of the late 13th century, the dissemination of works of hagiography, saints' lives, or the epic Diogenes Acrates, which is set in the 9th or 10th century, but the version we have is really from the 12th and 13th century, a great border lord who fought the Muslims. These were works at a more popular level. They're in the vernacular Greek as opposed to the very literary Atticizing Greek of the distinguished works. And these two apparently circulate in some numbers. We have a number of manuscripts coming down to us and gives you some idea of the extent and range of literacy in the Comnenian Age.